You're listening to SBS News.
French backpacker Rodolphe Lafont has spent a year in Australia on a working holiday visa, employed at a number of farms across the country. He describes a fruit-picking job in Shepparton, Victoria, as the worst. He was paid according to how much fruit he picked rather than the hours worked, and says he was often paid well below the minimum wage.
You work like 8 hours a day for only $50, or it depends your efficiency. I'm fast, but even if I'm fast, if the tree are not full or if it's not a good day, you don't earn a lot of money.
Hostel manager Peter Manzir says he hears horror stories like Mr. Lafont's often from other backpackers.
Everyone has his stories. Someone paid $5 per hour, someone paid per basket instead of per time. Probably 80% they had bad experience in the farm, yeah.
A new report by two Sydney universities suggests those experiences point to a system that is broken. Their study surveyed more than 4,300 international students and backpackers working across Australia. More than half said they were underpaid, with one in three reporting they earned about half the legal minimum wage. Report co-author Basin Farenblum estimates that underpayments are in excess of $1 billion.
It's clear that Australia now has a large silent underclass of hundreds of thousands of underpaid migrant workers.
More than 90% of those who experienced wage theft failed to report it to anyone. Of those who did, 2 in 3 got no money back. Only 1 in 3 complainants went to the Fair Work Ombudsman. But even there, Ms. Farenblum says, more than half of cases resulted in no payout.
They didn't know what to do, or they found the forms too complicated. A large number were afraid of losing their visa if they came forward and reported wage theft, and a substantial proportion also believed that they just wouldn't be successful.
German backpacker Yannick Lachlotte suffered the consequences of speaking out against his employer. Working on a flower farm in New South Wales, he and 14 other pickers went to Fair Work Australia over their poor living conditions.
He fired on the next day like 7 people, like the people he knew, like we went to Fair Work, me included.
Employment lawyer Sharmila Bargon says fears of losing their jobs or their visas deters many migrant workers from pursuing justice.
The threat that they might get deported instead of, you know, being able to claim a $5,000 underpayment, sometimes much, much larger. We've got clients with claims of $270,000. It's just not worth it.
The study found that poor English was not really a barrier to making a complaint. In response, the Fair Work Ombudsman says it is considering the report.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.